Well, we go to Leinster House next, and Cabinet was busy today. Rent pressure, zone laws, the Land Development Agency and replacing on board Planola was on its agenda. And on top of this, there were housing protests taking place. Labour's housing spokesperson Conor Sheehan has said his party is likely to support emergency legislation to extend rent controls nationwide, but he said that the rent pressure zone announcement from government last week was confusing and incoherent.
I am relieved that it's come out this morning that government are going to set aside more than 4 hours tomorrow to debate and to put through emergency legislation in respect of extending rent pressure zones to the entire country. Obviously, the devil will be in the detail because we haven't seen the legislation yet. But we in Labour are very minded to support that because we believe that what was announced last week was confusing, was incoherent, and was downright actually dangerous for renters, because in the intervening period between last week and this week, I've seen a lot of anecdotal evidence, both on Daft and both on, I was looking on forums such as Ask About Money, of landlords either talking about or having jacked up the rent.
Well, speaking in the last few minutes, the Minister for Housing, James Brown, says he's aiming to have emergency legislation on rent pressure zones passed by the end of the week.
I would be very hopeful, and the aim is to have this legislation passed this week. We made the decision at Cabinet last week that this type of legislation to extend rent pressure zones will be done urgently and as rapidly as possible, and the Heads of Bill went to Cabinet last week, so we have the legislation this morning. So I'm confident we can get it done this week. I am in the hands of the Houses of the Oireachtas. Additional time has been agreed for the opposition at committee stage now, so it has. So we want a proper debate on this, but at the same time, we need to get it passed as urgently as possible. So I'd be very hopeful it can be done this week.
Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is with us now. Micheál, housing is really the hot topic in Leinster House.
Yeah, it really is. There's so much happening today in relation to housing. I suppose what is going to happen in the next 24 hours or so, as you heard there from Minister James Brown, is that plan to extend the rent pressure zones to all parts of the countries is really going to gain a bit of pace, should go through the Dáil tomorrow night. Extra time now has been allocated for the committee stage debate on that, where it's expected opposition parties, certainly Sinn Féin, will table amendments, and that it could go through the Seanad the following day and perhaps be signed into law as early as Friday. It's from the point at which it is signed into law by President Michael D. Higgins that it will take effect, that all tenancies in the country will be subject then to that 2% annual rent hike cap.
What else happened at Cabinet?
Well, there were two other major items. One centres on the Land Development Agency, who are also in Leinster House today to address the Housing Committee. But they are to be given extensive new powers that will allow them to acquire a lot more land around the country, private land now as well. And when it comes to the building of homes, they will be able to build a mix of private homes along with social and affordable ones, which is a new departure. As well as that, the Land Development Agency are going to work closely with that new Housing Activation Office. Of course, that is the one that ran into controversy about as to who will head it up exactly, but it is going to play a key role here in working with the Land Development Agency. As well as that, there is a new planning body on the way that is to replace on board Planola, and the chairperson of that will be the former HSE boss, that is Paul Reid. Minister James Brown asked about that appointment in the last while, said Paul Reid will be paid a salary of €50,000 for this role. Of course, Paul Reid is someone known to the public, given that he was at the helm of the HSE during the years of the global pandemic.
There are housing protests too. What's the opposition saying?
There will be housing protests at 6 o'clock. That's expected to be a major protest, given that it has been flagged for several months now. To coincide with that, there will be a motion in the Dáil put down by the opposition parties calling this an emergency and deepening housing crisis. And they want major investment in public housing, also bigger taxes on things like vacancy and dereliction, along with a no-fault evictions ban. One interesting thing too that was clarified in the last while by the Housing Minister, and that centres on students who the opposition believe could face the brunt of changes that will come into effect on the 1st of March next, when you see those new rent controls across the country. He said that there wouldn't be a specific carve out for students when it comes to the private rental sector.
Jim O'Callaghan might have an announcement too.
Yeah, I think there is an expectation now that within the next hour or so, there will be news from the Justice Minister, and that centres on the City West Hotel in Dublin. It is believed that Cabinet have given the green light to purchase that hotel. Of course, that is the place where international protection applicants are accommodated. Now, there were some protests here last week from residents in the area criticising the government's moves in that direction to purchase the hotel, but it does seem now like that is the way things are going to proceed following discussions at Cabinet this morning.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.